As we discussed in our previous shiurim, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph teaches us, Rei lamadati eschem chukim mishpatim kasha tzivane Hashem alakai, that from this the Gemara taught us that ma ani bechinam af atam bechinam. That Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Klal Yisrael that they may not be reimbursed for teaching Torah. The question that the Paiskim discuss is, may one be reimbursed for doing a mitzvah? Does this Isser that we're learning in the Gemara also apply to mitzvahs as well? And what makes this question most pertinent is that as we learn the various sugyas in this very perek, we seem to find a stira in this concept. On one hand, we learned the Gemara about someone who finds an aveda of someone else. May he return it or may he not return it? And the Mishnah drew a distinction between makom shemekabel schar or makom she'ein mekabel schar. Is it a place where a reward is given for hashavas aveda? And if a reward is given for hashavas aveda, and there's a situation where the Gemara had a long, interesting discussion, who is the one that's usher from the other? But to speak about a simplest situation is where the person found an aveda and the person who lost the aveda is not allowed to have any benefit because of a neder from the finder. And now if the finder will give him back his aveda and he refuses to take a reward, it'll turn out that the loser benefited from the finder. But clearly we see that a reward may be given for Hashavas Aveda. On the other hand, when we learn the sugyas, when we begin learning the sugyas of Bikur Chaylim, and the Gemara, the Mishnah, on Daf Lamites, draws a distinction, Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Mishnah and the Gemara, draw a distinction between yeshiva and amida. If I may not go into someone else's home, but I'm entering the home in order to be mevaka choy lehim, so the Gemara says, if I go by amida, if I just stand there, it's permissible, but if I go and sit down, it's prohibited. And the Gemara explained that what's the difference between sitting and standing. Because for standing, it's only a mitzvah. There is no schar given. So if I'm not allowed to benefit from this person, I'm not benefiting. But if I'm going to go in, and I'm not, and for a midah, I may not get paid, because I'm doing a mitzvah, and I may not get paid for doing a mitzvah. Whereas for yeshiva, I'm not just doing the mitzvah, and I may get paid. So we have here a question. May one get paid for amida? May one get paid for doing a mitzvah or not? And actually, as we look in the Rishonim on the Gemara on that, on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph regarding the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, we look at the Ran and we look at the Rosh. The Ran is very clear, and the Ran says that one may not get paid for doing the mitzvah Abika Chaylim, because you're not allowed to get paid for doing a mitzvah. But if we look at the word of the Rosh doesn't use the same words. The Rosh uses the words Alamida Laiboy Lamishko, the Nira Kamavaza Mitzvah speaker. So if we learn the Rosh well, we see that the Rosh doesn't say you're not allowed to get paid for standing when you do the mitzvah b'kecholim. If you're going to get paid, it looks like you're mevaza the mitzvah. It looks like you're not showing the proper respect to the mitzvah. But the Rosh isn't saying that it's usur to get paid, that it's prohibited to get paid. So we see a machloikus here of the Ran and the Rosh, if one may get paid for doing a mitzvah. According to the Rosh, one technically may get paid. He shouldn't take money near a kamavaza as a mitzvah. And that's why we could understand, according to the Rosh, the difference between Amida and Yeshiva. Because when you're sitting, and it's obvious that you're not just doing a mitzvah, so that's not considered mevaza as a mitzvah. The Ran is much clearer. The Ran says that you may not get paid for doing a mitzvah. And actually, the Rambam says that one may get paid for doing a mitzvah. So in other words, we have here Machloikus Rishonim. The opinion of the Rambam, and it seems the Rosh, is that one may get paid for doing a mitzvah. The only time everybody agrees, it's explicit in the Gemara, that you may not get paid is by Talmud Torah. The Ran says that for all mitzvahs, one may not get paid. And in fact, Rashi in Masechta Kedushin on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis also says one may not get paid for doing a mitzvah. And in fact, Rashi says that the Gemara says Hanoitel Schar al Hazor a Kiddush Mechatis Ein Hazor va Kiddush Ksherim. If somebody was working with the Parah Aduma and he got paid for it, it's not a valid avoida. And Rashi explains, because since he wasn't supposed to get paid, as we're learning, Chazad said that if he did get paid, the entire avoida is not considered a valid avoida midrabbanan. So we have here so far two opinions, a machloikus rishonim, that one is allowed to get paid for doing a mitzvah. So not a question, which the Beis Meir in Orach Chaim Simen Tuf Kuf Pei Hei asks, if that's the case, then one is not allowed to get paid for doing a mitzvah. So he asks, how could a Baal Tekeya on Rosh Hashanah get paid? You're not allowed to get paid for doing a mitzvah. So he answers, going back to that Gemara in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, that one may not get paid for doing the hazar or the actual avoida with the mechatas, but for bringing the efer and for all the other avoidas, that for that tircha, one may get paid. And that's the halacha for tkiyah shofar. You're getting paid for the tircha. But the Machna Ephraim tries to understand, what does this mean? We're learning now a new concept, that even if one may not get paid for doing a mitzvah, he may get paid for the tircha. Does that mean, says the Machna Ephraim, that for the mitzvah, you may not get paid, but you only may get paid for the tircha around the mitzvah. Or does it mean that for a mitzvah that comes with tircha, that's a mitzvah that you got may get paid for. But for a mitzvah that doesn't have tircha, you may not get paid. And Tam Torah becomes the model, because Tam Torah is a mitzvah that doesn't come with tircha. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said we may not get paid for Tam Torah, and therefore any mitzvah without tircha. So again, doesn't mean that Talmud Torah, doesn't mean that a mitzvah with tircha, there's a difference between a mitzvah with tircha versus a mitzvah without tircha, or doesn't mean that even with even a mitzvah with tircha, one may not get paid for. You only can get paid for the tircha around the mitzvah. The Machna Ephraim has then suggests a third approach. He says, it's difficult to understand what's the Machna Ephraim's problem with these two approaches. He says, why should there be a difference between a mitzvah with a tircha and a mitzvah without a tircha? Yes, Talmud Torah is the model, but Talmud Torah also could at times come with tircha, and yet we're still obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So we see that tircha is not the only factor, is not the reason that a mitzvah should make a difference if the mitzvah has tircha or not. Similarly, the other vart that the Machna Ephraim thought, the other approach, that for the mitzvah, even if the mitzvah comes with tircha, one may not get paid. But the payment could be for the tircha that's involved in getting to the mitzvah. We know that a hechsher mitzvah, of a chonafa mitzvah, is considered like a mitzvah itself. So that too should not really be a reason, not a, a reason to be allowed to be paid. So he wants to suggest another approach. He says there's a difference between a mitzvah that you're obligated to do or a mitzvah that you're not obligated to do. That means a mitzvah that I don't have to do for you, and you ask me to do the mitzvah on your behalf, that's when I can ask for payment, provided that it comes with tircha. However, a mitzvah that I have to do anyway, then I can't get payment, which would lead to a very big chiddush. When it comes to Tekiya Shofar, according to this approach of the Machna Ephraim, I would only be allowed to get paid for Tekiya Shofar if I was ready yoitz to the mitzvah. So then I'm not obligated to do the mitzvah, and if you want me to do it, then it comes with tercha, I could get paid. So to review, there are some Rishonim say that the Rambam and the Rosh that say for every mitzvah you may get paid. Talmud Torah is the only mitzvah you may not get paid. There's some Rishonim that say for every mitzvah you may not get paid. But if it involves a tircha, and it's also a situation where I wasn't obligated to do the mitzvah, we certainly could be more lenient. And in fact, I saw that the Rishonim discussed this issue regarding another halacha. And that is a doctor who's healing a patient is also fulfilling a mitzvah. As the Gemara says many times, it's the ultimate example of Hashavas Aveda, Hashavas Gufoy, that the person could be able to live further. So there's a Tosfos Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid in Masech the Brachos Daf Samach Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, V'rape Yerape, famous drosh in the Gemara, Mekan Shenitna Rishus L'Roife L'Rapeis. And the question is, why do I need a pasuk to teach us that Roife has a right to be Merapa? Of course, as we just said, if helping heal a person is in the category of Ashavas Aveda, so of course I have an obligation, just like I have an obligation to do Ashavas Aveda, I should have an obligation to heal a person. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid, that indeed, that's not what the Pasuk is coming to teach us. The Pasuk is coming to teach us, Mekan Shenitna Rishus L'Roife L'Rapois, that a doctor is allowed to get paid for healing a patient. And the explanation is very understandable. Because if we're learning, obviously they are of the opinion that you may not get paid for doing a mitzvah. So a doctor should not be allowed to get paid for healing a patient. That's why the Torah has to say a special limud of v'rape y'rape mikan shenitna rishus l'roife l'rapeis. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban actually holds that a doctor may not get paid for healing a person because it's in the category that you're not allowed to get paid for doing a mitzvah. The only reason a doctor could get paid is for the tircha, as we're just explaining, and for the schar b'teila. But otherwise, he would not be allowed to get paid. The Sefer Chassidim in Simen Reish Tzadikei, in fact, following this line of reasoning of the Ramban, says that if someone approaches a doctor and just asks the doctor a question, I have this symptom, what should I do? And the doctor does not really do anything to heal the patient, doesn't do any procedure, doesn't really spend any time. The doctor is not allowed to ask for payment. Only if the doctor actually does something, so there we have schar b'teila, and there we have a tircha, may get paid. Otherwise, it's a mitzvah, and the Ramban, and the Sefer Chassidim obviously are of the opinion that for a mitzvah one may not get paid.